Hello and welcome to listening to our podcast. Today's topic will be about artificial intelligence, its upsides and downsides, and its effects on industry and economy. Our group members are me, Andy Wang, Camilo Ortiz, and Elali Montealegre. AI is a big part of our community, since it has been helping our industries for many, many years. It has its own downsides and upsides. Firstly, AI can affect efficiency in industries and in production of vehicles, of materials, and many more. However, those industrial costs may affect or even cause negative harm to many. AI is self-intelligent and usually do work more efficiently and quicker than humans. They are very accurate, which is why many companies use them in order to improve efficiency and also increase a company's value and production. However, AI isn't all that bad. Except industrial costs, AI helps increase efficiency, accuracy, and many more. They work more efficiently and better than humans do. AI is something that we cannot lose right now because our economy is still strengthening and growing, as also AI models improve over the years.
Some issues that we could face at the time of talking about AI is the dependence that most of us is developing regarding to AI could be really dangerous. People, most teenagers, are developing a kind of dependence on AI, mostly at the time of doing homework and schoolwork. Although AI has been made for helping people with things they don't understand, they are losing the ability of understanding and analyzing the information that they are receiving from school and teachers. Another issue is the things that people, mostly children, could find on the internet, most in AI that has access to many information about any topic that people could have questions about. It's really dangerous that child could have in the palm of their hand all the answers to any questions they had about anything. AI is a platform that we could use for the things that it was created for, but only if we know how to use it well. Now I'm going to pass the word to Camilo for some interviews.
How worried should we be about artificial intelligence? But first, what is artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence is a tool that has changed all the world. But talking more about what it is a self-intelligent and powerful robot that revolutionated technologically, efficiently, and unlike many others, it can do more than one thing. The fact that it can do more than one thing, it is kind of scary, because it can end up with artificial intelligence taking the jobs of the people, making people all the time rely on artificial intelligence, because they will not have the capacities to make things by themselves. Here I am with some members of the Montessori British School community. I will ask each of them some questions about their opinion on artificial intelligence. Let's go to it.
Hi, we are here with Gabriel, the math teacher, and we are going to make him some questions.
Hi guys, hello, how are you?
Okay, so Gabriel, what is your opinion based on AI?
AI, for me, the AI is really important because you can solve a lot of problems with that technology. Especially, for example, if you are, in my case, I'm studying a master. In some cases, like I need to do different programs because I'm studying something related with Python. So it's amazing because they are gonna help you to find the correct code, the command, the line that you need. So for me, it's really, really, really important.
Okay, do you think AI can replace the jobs of people?
Yes, yes, of course, but I think that not all the jobs. Some specific jobs, especially the jobs that you have to do a repetitive process, that's the problem in those kind of things.
Okay, and finally, do you think AI wastes water?
Waste what?
Water.
What is it? Waste water?
Yes.
Depends. Depends on the way that the AI works. And because you know that in all the situations, all the things related with AI, you need to use a computer. It means that you're using energy, and the way to get that energy is, in some cases, is through the water. But the other situation is related to the heat that produced the computers in some cases. But for example, at home is not a problem. Basically, that problem occurs in the big companies and those kind of things. So at home, I think that is not a problem. The problem is when we are talking about the big companies in the world.
And how much water do you think it wastes?
Man, I don't know. For me, it's no. That's an information that I don't have. I consider that it's important that they use water, because if you want to down the heat of a machine, a big machine, maybe one possible way is through the water. But no, actually I don't know, maybe no, because you can recycle the water, so I don't know, actually I don't know.
Okay, thank you, Gabriel.
Okay, you're welcome, Camilo.
In conclusion, AI has both its up effects and down effects, such as some examples you have mentioned before. Effective or accuracy, industrial costs, reliability, dependability, and many more factors that many other people and companies would consider. Thanks for listening.